everybody. Fabulous. Well, everyone, it is 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 5 o'clock Pacific, and you know where you are. We are on the ICANN call. Vance is not at a place where he can host tonight, so he asked me to step in and get the ball rolling, our esteemed coordinator and leader. So, without further ado, I know the last time we went through and shared our insights of what happened, we went over the beginning part of the call, but this time we're going to share what we took away from week one, repeating our 5 times a day and listening to or reading, whatever you did. What did you take away from week one? And let's start from the West Coast. So I know I heard Larry. He is on. So Larry, do you want to start us off? What did you take away from week one?
Well, this is my third time through this thing, and I think it's finally getting through to me that I need to do this stuff every day for it to really stick. And I don't know why I'm so hard-headed, but it's been a challenge I've been trying to meet, and I really like the idea of trying to get the negative talking left brain to listen to the right brain and rewire things. That's probably the big thing of the whole lesson, is try to rewire yourself to say that you quit telling yourself the same thing you've been telling yourself for years.
That is awesome. I love the visual of rewire. So one thing we want to do is everyone who's not speaking, can we please hit *6? That would be most awesome. That's part of our rewiring. And is there anyone else on the West Coast that has logged in and wants to share what they took away from week one? Hit *6 again, and you will unmute yourself. Okay, so if we have any latecomers from the West Coast, we'll have them jump in, and we'll circle back around. Catherine, I heard you get on. Where would you please share what you took away from week one? Can't remember where you said you were from. Hit *6.
I see. I missed the star. I hit it, but I didn't hit it hard enough. So I'm sorry. Is your name Rita as the moderator?
No, my name's Suzanne.
Suzanne. I'm sorry, Suzanne.
That's okay.
I took away the importance of staying positive and being gentle with myself so that when I was experiencing some of the old patterns, I just, in a kind way, set up the ICANN, what they call the ICANN vibration again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And last week, I'm very happy to say one of the exams, do you want us to give anecdotes, or would you rather not?
Sure, sure.
Okay. So I had my ducks in a row, as it were, to do the Summer Dash 500, and late in the evening I had problems with my browser on the 31st. So I called Nikon on the morning of the August 8th, and they were kind enough to backdate an order that if my browser had been working right, I would have gotten it in. And so I slightly exceeded my goal. And so this is an example of I still fooled around with the browser longer than I wish I had. I fooled around with it for 2 hours. And so I wish I just said, okay, they have to have dealt with this before. I'm just going to be confident that I can call into the office tomorrow and make sure that I'm, you know, that I meet the criteria. So that's my full story. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Catherine. So you were not quite sure about that ICANN vibration, but you still put it out there, and it all came out well.
Yeah. I reminded myself to just stay in that mode. So thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you.
And Susan, where are you?
I live in New Hampshire as well.
Okay.
Rita's in
okay.
New Hampshire. Ann's in New Hampshire. There are several of us in New Hampshire.
Great. Okay.
And where are you from, Catherine?
I'm in Santa Cruz, which is on the Monterey Bay.
Okay. Wonderful.
I'm an hour and a half or so south of San Francisco Airport.
Wonderful. All right. So we're going to move next. Is there anyone in the mountain zone?
This is Jeannie in Phoenix, Arizona.
Hello, Jeannie.
Right now we're on Pacific time, but we are normally in mountain time. So this was a great week, and I've done the ICANN class since the inception, so I've repeated it I don't know how many times. And I really had a fantastic week feeling more consistent in things that I'm doing, more focused on things that I'm doing, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, August 1st and the changes and those kind of things too, but I have a new, I feel like I have been rewired and that the wires are firing in the right direction. So I just want to encourage everybody, if the repetition really, really, really is so important, and not only just in repeating these, but in our daily habit patterns, our positive habit patterns. So I think it was my ICANN attitude means forming positive habits, and I will choose words carefully to reflect that ICANN attitude, which is a master key to attracting, acquiring, and maintaining customers. I really see that big this week.
Awesome. That is great. Janine is about repetition.
Yes.
Okay, who's next?
This is Diana from Scottsdale, Arizona. So
Hello.
Hi, this is my first time in the course, and I went through a lot of challenges this week and a lot of ups and downs, but things that I wasn't really in total control of. So as I read through the ICANN attitude, the first lesson, it really helped me to look at things in a different way and to stay more positive and to be able to work things out, and everything ended up working out really well, and I was very excited because today I had a previous consultant also with my niche in business, which I really wasn't working on this last week. But I got a surprise email that I had an $800 order, which some of it was shipping. Somebody had ordered a twin sleep pad, and it was a referral from someone that I knew years ago, and it just showed up. So that was awesome. And then I had another order for another customer of mine for about almost $300, so it ended up to be a great week in my business, which is fantastic.
Wow. That is awesome.
A lot of good things, and I'm going to be missing some calls possibly as I'm traveling a little bit, so I just talked to Vance earlier, and I said, are you sure I could stay in right now? And he's like, yes, stay the course. So I may miss something here and there, but I'm staying in.
Stay the course. That's a good thing to remember.
I really like that, how he said that, yes, stay the course.
Mm-hmm. And that you did, even though you had ups and downs. So that's wonderful.
Yes, definitely some challenges, but it's all working out, so that's good.
And I really want to circle back to the thing that Catherine said about being gentle with ourselves. So sometimes we need to remember that if we're having some challenges, not to beat ourselves up, but to be gentle and kind. So
absolutely.
Good for you.
Thank you. I did a lot of self-care this last week, which was good.
Oh, wonderful. All right, who's next?
Hey, Susanna, jumping all the way to the East Coast. This is Anne.
Hello.
I wanted to mention that this is my third time doing it, and the first two times I didn't realize that I was supposed to listen to the whole page and repeat that five times a day. I thought I was just supposed to do the mantra, like starting with, you know, my I Can Attitude, the manifestation of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. Well, a light bulb went on because the beginning paragraph and the ending paragraph are very important, especially the very last sentence that I choose right here, right now, to have an I Can attitude, because that helps me through the week quite a lot. And when I had come across challenges, I just said that one little sentence, and that turned me around quickly. So I wanted to mention that, and I also wanted to mention that the two-week vacation that we had, I kind of fell off the plate a little bit and didn't really have a good I Can attitude. And the first day we started the program, the law of attraction worked, and I got two calls from different people, and I had many people interested this week and orders, and so that's what happened. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Now we're on the East Coast. Other East Coasters, jump on in.
This is Laurie sitting right next to Anne in New Hampshire. And I'll just say, my husband and I drove from South Carolina to New Hampshire, and I think the greatest challenge we had, I had two challenges this week, but one of the greatest challenges we had was driving through 3 hours of solid traffic from on 95 from Maryland all the way up through to New York, and we maintained our I Can attitude. And when I was a little my husband was right there, and when he was a little I was right there to help him. So it really helps to have someone with you in this, and that I Can attitude mantra is just, it is amazing. And one of the things that I noticed this time was the very last line that says, it's actually negative. So I changed it to positive, and I said, I understand people, therefore I understand business. And that really helped me to have confidence to talk to people. And then the other issue I had was I had a family member who was extremely anxious, and I maintained calm, and the first thing that popped in my mind was, I can do this. I can remain calm. I can. While the other one was having an issue. And so that really helped. And it's just a pleasure to have Anne right here all week, and you were here as well. So it was fun, but it works. That's all I can say is it works, and it's amazing.
Thank you, Lori. And you told me a story, and I think it's a good one to share with the crew, about yesterday you shared the I Can attitude with two young people who were going to water ski. Can you quickly share what you did with them?
I was asked to get in the water with the skiers because I'm a lifeguard, and they were pretty unsure. And so even though they had the vest on, I looked at one of them, the first one. He was 9 years old, and he said, I don't know. I'm like, what's your name? He said, Henry. I said, Henry, I want you to say 3 times in a row, I can get up on skis. And so he did it. He said it, I can get up on skis, I can get up on skis, I can get up on skis. And he got up the first time and went a little ways. And then he fell back in, and I told him to say it again. And he got up and he went further, and the third time he went even further. And then the other girl came, she was 10, and I had her do the same thing. And it didn't even sound like she really could, but she said it 3 times. She popped out of the water and skied about 100 yards. It was amazing, and she even amazed herself.
And so even in wherever you are and whoever you're with, you actually are like a spark and a flame and a fire, and you can ignite that I can attitude around the people that are around you.
Thank you, Lori. Great story. Who's next?
Suzanne, can I jump in? Nancy, formerly from New Hampshire in Anne's group, so I want to jump in right now. I'm now in Florida, and this is my fourth time through ICANN, and I learned that, yes, I can change. I no longer hesitate to share an ICANN. I don't sit back and not say anything. I am jumping right into conversations. I had a conversation today with an 18-year-old, and it's the second time somebody has done this. They said, what do you do? And now she wants to come talk to me about, I want to do that. I'm going to college and I need money. I mean, ICANN has done this. And I've gotten excited the last 15 years, many, many, many times about ICANN. But like Larry said, I feel rewired. There's a different excitement here. And I am like living, sleeping, breathing. And I am just talking to people I never would have talked to. Repetition is working. I was playing golf today, and we were talking about our game or whatever, and she said something to me, and I looked at her and I said, we can. So I have turned I can into we can. So that's my story.
Thank you, Nancy.
Hey, it's Gary up in Portland, Maine.
Hey, Gary. You're back near the fire. You're a log that's rolled back near the fire. What's happened to you this week?
Well, I got into a tweaking mode. So as I'm reading the mantra, and I'm picking up on what I think it was Catherine who said it, the second one was says something about words matter. I choose my words carefully. So when I look at the third mantra, that part of it, the third mantra was falling flat for me, because when we say we can teach clients something, like what? That's too vague. So I changed that to my ICANN attitude allows me to teach three, to reach three, which will add value and success to their experience. I encourage them to respond in kind. So in adding that, it now the document becomes more of my document as opposed to something I'm reading from somebody else. And when I make those tweaks, that brings me into the game. That lights my fire.
That's awesome, Gary. Can you repeat your line again so I can get it down in my book?
Okay, so it's the third mantra, and the way it's written, it says, just lost it, I'm looking.
Just read what you wrote.
Yeah, okay, where it says about teach clients something, and because of the word teach, so I picked up on the word teach three to reach three, which can add value and success to their experience. And then I keep the rest of it as well. Teach three to reach three.
Awesome. Okay. How about Sandra?
All right, I am unmuted.
Yes, you are.
I am determined that I'm going to stay positive. Because whether I feel it or not, it doesn't matter. I'm seeing that if I say it, it switches my gear in the correct direction. And I was real surprised the other day when Wonderful Al said something. And I just popped out of my mouth and I said, I don't do negative. And it's in there. It's in there. I enjoyed it. I feel the momentum. And it's true, what you focus on is what you get. So in doing the repetitions, it works. You just do it. We gotta believe something, somebody. So do it and just get the benefit. So I'm getting the benefit.
Awesome, Sandra. Thank you. We've got rewiring and switching gears, and boy, a lot of good things happening so far this week. How about you, Rita, fellow New Hampshireite?
Well, I agree with the repetition, and the staying positive, I think, is extremely important, and just keep going no matter what. And I also got caught in traffic for 4 hours on Friday, so just got to keep positive and keep going and keep repeating the mantras.
That is so true. So true. So who else haven't we heard from tonight that's on?
This is Elaine in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Elaine.
Hello. How's everybody? I did the I 10 years back. It's been a while. And I just couldn't believe how it was changing me. And I had a different attitude. And when I went out of the house, you know, I had an attitude of, well, let's go out and see who we can meet today. And I was running into people left and right, and I was invited to go to some events with people and parties, and I just went, and I met more people, and, well, I can do this. Thank you.
That is great, Elaine.
Thank you.
We can create our days. Who's next?
This is Carol in Denver. And,
hi, Carol.
I've been doing this, like Jeannie, since the very first time around. And the first two times I had done it, I made sure I wrote down the mantras. Because, as William said, if you don't do it five times, you've got to start. Or if you don't do it for 30 days, you've got to start all over. So I wanted to make sure that I did it. But now I've got them down. I've got them memorized. And I'm just saying them. And I am like on autopilot with saying them. So I'm writing them down again so I can focus on the words and concentrate on what they're telling me because I already have them memorized. And it's, again, I'm like, I need to focus on what they're really saying rather than just repeating them because I've memorized them.
Mm.
And I'm trying to use it in my situation here in Denver with trying to stay positive and finding new customers.
That's great. So you're going a little deeper this time around.
Yes.
Wonderful. Who else hasn't shared yet this tonight that would like to share?
Hi, it's me, Suzanne.
It's hello.
We haven't talked in a while.
I know.
Yeah, well, I can talk more often now. I can.
Well, share with us. What did you learn this week, Wes?
Well, one of the things I learned is I can better when I'm on my clarity.
Ah, yeah.
It helps. I was surprised by that, by the way. Yeah. Let's see, there was a song that kept crossing my mind, and it finally dawned on me what it was. Anything you can do, I can do better. Anything you can do, let's see, how does it go? I just lost it. It was there, but then somebody says, no, you can't, and then you come back. Yes, I can. We'll have to work on that.
That's very true.
You know, I run into times when, and like anybody, I start dragging a little bit. And but, you know, the I can attitude, just coming back and telling yourself I can, it really makes a difference. And, yeah, I can think of many times in my life where it came in handy. But, yeah, it's kind of like the water skier. Was it water skiing or snow skiing? Water skiing, maybe. But yeah, it's, you have to tell yourself. You have to tell yourself I can. no question about it.
Mm-hmm. So true. It's simple, but it's not always easy.
No, I didn't think of it. I could give up my liver support, but I did.
Thank you. So, who else? Yes.
This is Shar Rogers. Good to hear you.
Hi, Shar. Good to hear yours.
I missed a week, I know already, but I have to do this because it helps keep me on task. But, you know, sometimes a big order gets in the way that I was trying to fill so it could go out right now. Can't miss that. Anyway, there's always an excuse, though. I know that, so I can say those. But anyway, it's just, it helps keep me on track with my thought process when I am going through that on a daily basis. It makes a huge difference in how I respond or don't respond at all.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more about the don't respond.
Well, I don't have to respond to something that's negative. I just...
Okay.
That's my easy way out, I guess. I can remove myself, but sometimes it's not comfortable to just, you know, get up and walk away.
But you choose. It goes back to you choose. We can choose.
Right. Right.
That's great.
Ignore, I think actually a lot of times just ignore is a much stronger statement than to, you know, just kind of have something else to do. Just don't answer. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I think it goes along with Lori's earlier comment about being around a negative family member, and she made the choice of not going down that path.
Right.
Which is easy to do. Get sucked into that negativity, that whatever it is that you don't want to go. So you choose whatever choice it is to stay in that positive. I don't do negative, I do positive. Anyone else?
And I see.
Oh, go ahead, Shah.
No, no, I was just going to say, and I see some of it rubbing off on my husband also, but also he holds his tongue better than I do, so I'm not sure I can really say that.
That's great.
Usually I don't follow Mom, but I'm going to this time. And
okay, Dan, you go.
My contribution from not reading or listening, but reciting the I Can mantra, 5 times, yes, I am an overachiever. I literally would not go to sleep at night, and I thought, did I do it five times? One day I did it before noon 5 times from memory, and I want to challenge you, especially those of you who have been through the course before, commit it to memory. It's like your favorite Bible verse, whether that's John 3:16 or whatever it is. When you commit it to memory, it will empower you, and life and death are in the power of the tongue. And when you recite that from memory 5 times a day for the next 14 days, you're going to hear that in lesson number 2. That's part of the homework. We're not done with reciting it or reading it 5 times daily. You'll hear William Todd talk about the fact that in order to make a habit, it's 21 days. So if you thought you grew a lot or experienced a lot, trust me, you ain't seen nothing yet. And these comments that are coming, I wish I could, well, I can't comment because there's so much noise where I'm at right now. And anyway, that's my contribution, because it's doing it 5 times every day from memory has been life-altering.
Thank you, That is very true. I have memorized, I'd say, about 90% of it. And it certainly has come into play a number of times where I found myself in a situation where I've said, my I can attitude is the manifestation of my thoughts, feeling, and actions. And I've also heard myself saying, winning and losing are on opposite sides of the same coin. And I just start saying the whole thing. And it's not only is it the words that are powerful, but just the calming feeling that I've gotten, because it's taken me to a space that I know is remove me from the situation that I may not want to be in. I hope that makes sense. So I guess I'll share the rest of what I learned this week. Of course, I certainly get an awful lot out of the three people that already spoke today, that it's wonderful to hear how they've grown, Nancy, Ann, and Lori. When I hear from them during the week, their experiences, that really makes my day. I did have an example today of being on a call earlier, and something that had been bothering me was brought up, and I chose not to get involved in the conversation. And the person that was bringing it up got into a very negative feel. She was, you could hear in her voice that she was very frustrated and very upset with whatever it was. And I was not in that space anymore. And I was able to realize that that didn't bother me anymore. And I know that it's because of this program that I've been staying more positive, not concerned about these little things that really are not super important in the whole realm of life. So that was something that I really took away today, that I realized that that was the I can attitude that was keeping me in a better space. So I see 8:32 on my clock. Is there anyone else who has not spoken, or maybe you've spoken already and something that someone else has said has prompted another thought that you'd like to share?
Hey, it's Kathy from New Hampshire.
Hi, how are you, Kathy?
Good, my friend. How are you?
Great.
Awesome. So not being a Nikan rep, some pieces of it didn't connect for me this week. And I think, too, I tend to work really hard at being positive anyway. So some parts of it were great. I did it anyway. But what I did was to also, I think a big part of what I took away was to make time for myself to specifically be intentional about thinking positively. So what I did was I added, at the end of the mantra, the Attitude by Charles Swindoll. I don't know if you're all familiar with that, but it's very similar. I can read it quick if you guys are not familiar
yes,
with it.
Please do.
So, Attitude by Charles Swindoll. The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude to me is more important than facts. It's more important than the past, than education, than money, than circumstances, than failures, than successes, than what other people think, say, or do. It is more important than appearance, giftedness, or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, a home. The remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play the one string we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% how I react to it. And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes.
That is awesome.
So that's something that has stuck with me, I don't know, probably going on 30 years now. And but to recite it every day and look at it every day was really powerful. And so that's where I was this week.
Thank you. That's great. And Kathy and I are in a networking group together, and there was a time on Friday that we looked at each other and we said, I can attitude. So it's great to have those connections so that you just know where someone's coming from. All right, gang. Oh, go ahead. Yes.
Tyra, New Jersey. Just wanted
to say, hi, Tyra.
Hey, hello. I missed last week. I've been out of town the last 2 weekends, but I attended the NECN conference in Orlando. And
yes.
I was traveling last Monday, but it was an extraordinary event. But how the ICANN attitude helped me was very challenging getting to the conference. And getting home. Home was worse than getting there on the plane and all the breakdowns that occurred. But in the midst of the challenges and just knowing that I've done this course twice, I think I was just able to draw on all the things that got me through, you know, the process. Being on the call tonight, dealing with my cell phone challenges is just always challenges, you know. I left some duct tape I was able to get from Orlando to Tampa to visit a cousin that has MS and shared products with her, left her some duct tape, and as soon as I got home today, she called and said that she shared the duct tape with her nephew's girlfriend, and it was almost immediate that she had relief in leg pain. And I was like, oh, it's so good to hear that, you know, just so exciting. My brother, I want Vance to know that my brother did become a consultant after doing a three-way with Vance, and he was able to do the 500 volume last month as well. So I'm just excited about him being excited about the business.
That is great. No coincidence, Tyra, the changes and just being able to deal with all the things that are coming at you, that you have a couple of rounds of ICANN under the belt.
Right. Thank you.
Congratulations. Okay, last minute. Anyone? First call.
I finally got unmuted.
Yay!
It's Hattie Jane in Falls Church.
Well, hello, Hattie Jane.
Hello, you all. Thank you so much, Suzanne. I love your voice. The ICANN, I've been touching along with it for, it seems like, a numerous times. And I did get to, and it helped me get to Orlando. And get through that and get home, and it's really making a difference this time. And I think I'm finally getting the idea.
That's great. It's important to keep repeating it until we got it.
You better believe it. And it's so nice to find it clicking. Oh boy.
That's great. Congratulations to you.
Thank you,
ma'am. All right. Any last minute? Here we go. Call number two. All right. Well, we all know that this week, we are on lesson two. It's a great lesson. So we're going to still be reading for all of those newer people on the ICANN. We're going to continue to read the ICANN, starting with winning or losing, or on opposite sides of the same coin. We're going to read that 5 times a day, or if you've memorized it, great. Or if you've recorded it in your own voice and you can listen to that, wonderful. You're going to do that 5 times a day, and then you're going to be listening or reading lesson two once a day. So any questions about that?
Suzanne?
Yes.
did you say that we're supposed to read the entire page, starting with winning?
Yes. Every week we read that from top to bottom, that entire page. That is part of, you do that once, you do that twice, you do that five times.
Five, okay. Okay, thank you.
You're quite welcome. And as Gary and several others have done, feel free to change the words if they don't suit you. Make it work for you. All right. You amazing, wonderful ICANners, have an awesome evening.
I've got one last question.
Okay, Rita. Is that Rita?
Nope.
Anne. Okay.
Doing lesson one five times, the whole page, and then lesson two five times?
No. Then you do the lesson two once a day. It's a recording. You either listen to the recording or you can read it, because lesson two through, you know, 11, 12 are all printable. You can read those.
Thank you. I just wanted to clarify that with a certain someone. Okay. Thank you.
That is quite all right. And as Marty says, you know, each time you listen or read, you try to write down something new that you got out of the lesson. And that's where I find, for me, it's great to listen to it sometimes, lesson two, but it's also great to read it, because I find that I get different things when I'm reading versus listening. All right. Have an awesome evening, everyone. Thank you so much for your time and attention.
Suzanne, thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you, Rita.
You were good as usual, Suzanne. Yes, thank you.
Amen.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Over and out.
Over and out.
So nobody's talking tonight?